In the lesson that was attending to the camel, the load of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in charge of it. And he happened to pass away. There was a stray arrow that hit him and he had passed away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to teach Sahaba, to show Sahaba and to teach all of us that how serious it is when it comes to amanatdari, it comes to honesty. That yeah, there was a person out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the personal attendant, he was looking after the animal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also the load of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in such a condition. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told Sahaba that he is in the fire. Huwa fi nar literally means that he is in the fire. So they went, Sahaba went to see and look to see what is his condition. They also wanted to see why is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this. So they found that he had taken a cloak that from the spoils of war, he had taken a cloak. And we know that once the thing is not distributed, everyone has a share in it. So it's belonging, it's joint ownership, everyone has a common interest in it. So it is not right for one person to take it for himself and keep something for himself. So all that this Sahabi did was he kept it for himself. And because of this common interest that everyone had, and he also had a share in it, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is in a fire. So ulama explained that even more, where a person has no interest in something, and he takes it, even more is the consequences of usurping a right. So this hadith, An Abi Bakrata Lufay ibn al-Harith radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna al-zamana qad istadara kahiyatihi yawma khalaqa Allahu al-samawati wal-ard al-sanatu 12 shahran minha arba'atun hurum. Sahabi mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Inna al-zaman, the time has completed a cycle, and it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the heavens and the earth. And then he says that the year has 12 months, and from these 12 months, 4 are sacred. There are 4 sacred months. I'll explain which 4. ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ ذُو الْقَعْدَةِ وَذُو الْحِجَّةِ وَالْمُحَرَّمِ. 3 of these 4 are consecutive months. ذُو الْقَعْدَةِ ذُو الْحِجَّةِ وَالْمُحَرَّمِ. There are 3 sacred months, they come one after the other. ذُو الْقَعْدَةِ ذُو الْحِجَّةِ وَالْمُحَرَّمِ, one after the other they come. وَرَجَبْ مُضَرُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ جُمَادَ وَشَعْبَانَ. And Rajab comes between Jumada al-Ukhra and Sha'ban. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah is just explaining to them the months. As we go further, we understand what would happen in the days of Jahiliyyah. What they would do is they would understand, or they would continue with the practice from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that there was no warfare that took place in these sacred months. So you had 3 consecutive months, that is Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram. So they would find these 3 months too long to stop all warfare. So they acted intelligent in their own minds, they tried to act clever, as we would say. So what they did, they said, let's change Muharram, we'll bring Safar where Muharram is, and we'll take Muharram and put it where Safar is. So we'll do that, we'll change that month. So now we got Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Safar, not Muharram. So now we can do warfare. So now we don't just wait 2 months, we don't have to wait 3 months. So that's what they would do. They would change the months like that, they would play with the months. Even up till now people do that. They don't change the months, but literally they change the names of things that are haram. They give it some halal name, and then they make haram things permissible. So this is not something new. This was done in the days of Jahiliyyah. They would just change the name of the month. Like how, for example, we say we make January February, or make February January, and say, no, this is not January, it is February now. See, the name of the month is February. So like that they would do, make Safar Muharram and Muharram into Safar. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spelt it out to them that this is exactly how the months are, that you got 3 consecutive months, and Rajab, which is of the Mudar tribe. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Ayyu shahrin hadha. He asked Sahaba, O Sahaba, what month is it? Now this was at the time of Hajjatul Wada. It was impossible for Sahaba not to know that this was Zul Hijjah. So, but Sahaba's style was, قُلْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَلَمِ. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him any question, immediately they'll say, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. فَسَكَتَ حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيُسَمِّهِ بِغَيْرِ إِسْمِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet, we thought that he will give it another name. فَقَالَ أَلَيْسَ ذَا الْحِجَّةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, is this not ذُو الْحِجَّةِ? قُلْنَا بَلَا. We said, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, which city is this? قُلَّ اللَّهُ رَسُولُهُ عَلَمُ. Now it was impossible for Sahaba not to know that this was Makkah al-Mukarramah. They knew that this was Makkah al-Mukarramah. But it was impossible to say that they did not know, they knew. But out of respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. فَسَكَتَ حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيْسَمِّهِ بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهِ. He kept quiet until we thought maybe he'll change the name of Makkah Sharif. قَالَ أَلَيْسَ الْبَلْدَةَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is this not the sacred city? قُلْنَا بَلَا. We said, definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ أَيُّ يَوْمِ هَذَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which day is this? قُلْنَا اللَّهُ رَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. Now, it is impossible that they would have not known that this is the day of Arafah. But they still said that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. فَسَكَتَ حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيْسَمِّهِ بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهِ. Kept quiet until we thought that he'll give it another name. قَالَ أَلَيْسَ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is this not the day of sacrifice? We said, قُلْنَا بَلَا. Indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave these beautiful words which ties up with the chapter we're doing. قَالَ فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your people's blood, your people's wealth, your people's honor is haram upon you, or is sacred upon you, like the sacredness of this day, like the sacredness of this city, like the sacredness of this month. So in other words, as great as this day is, the day of Arafah, we know that everyone goes for Hajj. What a great day the day Arafah is. Everyone is, you know, sharing with the spirit of the Hujjaj. Can you imagine the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how sacred that was? So he's telling them that your blood, your wealth, and your honor is as sacred as this day. In other words, don't usurp anybody's wealth, don't usurp anybody's honor, don't usurp anybody's right, whatever right it may be, don't usurp it, because it is as sacred as this Mubarak day. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَسَتَلْقُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُكُمْ أَنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. And you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will ask you with regards to your acts. أَلَا فَلَا تَرْجِعُوا بَعْدِي كُفَارًا يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضٍ أَلَا لِيُبَلِّغَ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. He's reminding them of akhirat, and then he's telling them, do not return to kufr, that you strike the backs of one another. In other words, you start fighting with each other and you go back to the ways of jahiliyat and kufr. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that whoever amongst you is present, convey the message to those that are absent, teaching us that sometimes we might know something, remind and tell those people that haven't heard. Maybe we heard something in the masjid, we learned something, so we also go back and teach somebody else who hasn't heard it. So like that, the system of deen continues. We're saying, Sahaba, that those of you that are present, take the message to those that are absent. فَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَ مَنْ يَبْلُغُهُ أَيْ يَكُونَ أَوْعَى لَهُ مِنْ بَعْضِ مَنْ سَمِعَهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that perhaps the message reaches somebody here, or perhaps the message reaches someone, he may have a better memory than some of you that are listening. In other words, if you are taking the message and you're giving it to somebody else, perhaps these people may have a better memory, better understanding. Although the word means memory, what it means, better understanding. Sahaba was so busy in different things, so it's possible that they didn't have such a time to have that level of understanding of everything. But those that came little later, etc., Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, perhaps some of them may have a better understanding than those of you that are hearing. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَلَا هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ أَلَا هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ قُلْنَا نَعَمْ قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اشْهَدْ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, have I conveyed the message? Listen, have I conveyed the message? Listen, have I conveyed the message? We replied to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Allah, you be the witness. This was the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was very concerned that what was upon him, he must fulfill. Like how he told Sahaba, what is upon you, you fulfill. He was also worried Allah mustn't take him to task on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that worry and concern, that what we have to do, we've got to be very careful of. We don't even take an inch away from anyone else, nor do we fall short in what we have to do. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.